Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. This hadith of Bara ibn Azib, may Allah be pleased with him, is to be looked at in its totality. He's describing how the Prophet ﷺ used to pray, recite the Quran, bow, raise his head from bowing, prostrate, sit, prostrate, and stand up, and then sit for tahiyyat or for the final sitting where he makes tashahhud. And he said, all of those were close in duration. Now one would say, this is not possible, because we know that the recitation of the Quran and the sitting for the tashahhud is not equivalent to sitting between the two, prostration, for example, or for standing erect after bowing. Scholars say yes. In totality, the bowing, the raising up from the bowing, the prostration, and the sitting between the two prostrations were alike. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, unlike what a lot of the lazy people do. Because a lot of the lazy people, when they raise their heads from Sami Allahu liman hamida, they pause for a few seconds and then prostrate. And when you tell them, why do you do this? They say, because raising the head from prostration and standing, it's a minor rukun, a minor pillar. So there is nothing much to say, is it? There is a lot to say. The Prophet ﷺ, when he raised his head, used to say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Or he used to say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, mil as-samawat, wa mil al-ard, wa mil ma baynahuma, wa mil ma shi'ti min shay'in ba'd, ahaqqu ma qala al-abd, kulluna laka abd, ahlu al-thana'i wal-majd, la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana't, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi min kal-jad. Li rabbi al-hamd, li rabbi al-hamd, li rabbi al-hamd. He continues to say it. How long would this take if you say it in a normal voice? A lot. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So these should be in approximate same duration. But standing up and the tashahhud, they should be also in similar duration. However, they can never be the same, because the recitation is always longer than the tashahhud, which are few phrases or paragraphs that you read. If you notice how the people pray, you find that there is no relativity, in the sense that a lot of the Muslims, when they bow, they tend to think that this is an easy pillar. So Subhan Rabbi Azim three times. When they prostrate, they prolong it. Why? Because it's a place of dua. And this is wrong. It should be all equal. Some of the imams go even to a further mistake when they prolong the last prostration. So the last prostration, they prolong it so long, so they make du'as, and then they say Allahu Akbar, and they sit for the final tashahhud. And this is wrong. This is not part of the sunnah. The duration should be approximately equal to each other throughout the whole prayer. If you prolong the first prostration, prolong all the prostrations. The ruku' should be also similar to the prostration. Moving on to hadith number 88, and with it we will conclude inshallah and take your questions. Yes, brother.
Thabit, the great scholar of Tabi'in, reported on the authority of Anas, I will not fall short in making every effort to lead you in the prayer, just as I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam leading us in prayer. He, Thabit, said, Anas used to do something which I do not see you doing. When he lifted his head from bowing, he stood up erect, straightening his back so long that one would say he has forgotten to bow down in prostration. And when he lifted his head from prostration, he stayed in that position so long until someone would say he has forgotten to perform the second prostration. Al-Muslim.
Thabit al-Bunani was one of the close tabi'een to Anas ibn Malik. And that is why he reported a lot of his hadiths. And he is saying that Anas once came and said, I will pray the prayer of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as he used to pray it. So he is teaching them by example. And this is one of the best methods of teaching. The Prophet alayhi salam, he himself used to do this. When he used to pray, he used to climb up the minbar, the podium, And he used to pray when he wanted to offer sujood. He used to go down and offer sujood so that people would cite this and see it and be able to learn from him. So Anas is doing this. And therefore, if a mother or a father pray in order to teach their children, this is permissible. One would not say, oh, this is shirk. No. The companions did it. The intention of prayer is for whom? For Allah, but with also another intention that people would learn the sunnah. So it would be, yani, two or twice or double the reward. And Thabit is describing, he's saying, the thing that I've noticed strange than what we pray nowadays, which means that we've neglected and abandoned the sunnah, is that when Anas raised his head from bowing, saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, he used to stay erect, standing for so long that we tell ourselves, I think he forgot that he has to prostrate. Maybe he's thinking somewhere else. And when he sat between the two prostrations, he sat for so long that we thought that he forgot. What does this mean? It means that those who raise their heads and prostrate immediately, they are not following the sunnah. Anas is describing the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And to our neglect, to our own ignorance, we do not know a lot of the supplications that the Prophet used to say ﷺ. If we learn them, then you will be able to prolong the standing position after bowing and to prolong your sitting position after prostrating. And both positions, the Prophet used to say a very simple word, and repeats it 10, 20, 30, Allahu A'lam, how many? He used to say, Li Rabbi Alhamd, Li Rabbi Alhamd, Li Rabbi Alhamd. This is after raising your head from the bowing. And in the sitting between prostrations, he used to say, Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli, and repeats it. So how long can you say this? As many as you want. But to prolong your prayer, so it would resemble the prayer of the Prophet alayhi as-salatu was-salam. We take your questions now. Yes, Kareem.
Sheikh, we did not cover this question, that was where to place your hands during the salah in the qiyam. Is it on the chest or is it on the navel or below the navel?
Okay, this is a good question. While in the qiyam, where do I put the right hand over the left hand? Is it on my chest, on my stomach, or under the navel? The hadith of Wa'il ibn Hujr, may Allah be pleased with him, he stated that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, putting the right over the left hand on the chest is sunnah of the messengers, of the prophets. And he used to put it on his chest. Now the chest is here. So, if you put it here, if you put it here, it's okay. Not here. This is the neck. Some people pray like this. And this is not part of the sunnah. The sunnah is to pray like this. Some people in some countries, I've noticed, they do like this. Why are you doing this? He says, I put my hand on my heart. This is good for khushur. What about if you have a deformity and you have your heart on your right? You will miss everything in the row. This is not part of the sunnah. This is an innovation. The right thing is to put it generally standing in a normal position, right over the left on the chest. Now, what we have not mentioned, because this is not, as I said, detailed text, how to put the right hand on the left. There are two ways. Either to put the palm on the palm like this, and part of it comes to the arm. Or you hold your wrist like a fist. You hold your wrist. Doing this is not part of the sunnah because this is in between. Either do this or hold it as a fist. What people do like this is wrong because this is putting your hands on almost up to your biceps. And some of them put it on his waist like this, and this is forbidden in Islam. So you have to understand that the sunnah came to put the right on the left, like this, or to hold your wrist like this, and to put it on your chest. Putting it under the navel is not backed by an authentic hadith at all. Though a lot of the followers of the school of thought of al-Hanafi madhab do this, yet it is not backed by an authentic hadith. And some even go, like the followers of Maliki madhab, on not putting it all on the chest. They just simply put it down. Having said that, is there salah accepted or rejected? This is a sunnah. So whatever they do, it is accepted, but they have abandoned the sunnah and they've lost the reward. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.